Sandy Dan with you. Anthony Watson is also sharing the studio in company. Anthony is the chairperson of the Kimberley Land Council. We're going to have a yarn with him in a little bit. He's been here, there and everywhere. He can certainly paint a picture of how the Kimberley's looking at the moment. I can tell you it's all so wet out there, but you know it already, don't you? It's been beautiful receiving some wet stuff around our part of the world, and with that, there are road closures. That section of the Great Northern Highway between Fitzroy Crossing and Halls Creek is closed to all vehicles, okay, only to services vehicles doing checks are allowed. A fair bit of water's lying on the road between Halls Creek and Wyndham as well. Travel that with caution. Please also travel the Victoria Highway with caution if you're heading further or getting out and about. Have a look at what's happening with roads. There's also the Gibb Road closed from just outside of Derby there, Leonard River through to the Great Northern Highway as well, with road closures maybe happening as well in the Pilbara over the next couple of days. Certainly a factor around the gold fields and further south with a lot of rainfall. So access in and out of WA is kind of impossible at the moment. That's through roads. You're flying, you're okay. Let's get out and about and find out what's happening in and around our beautiful part of the world as we welcome Anthony Watson to the studio, the chairperson of the Kimberley Land Council. Anthony, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Hello.
Thanks, Andy. It's always been good to come back in and have a chat with you.
It is. So, you've been on travels lately.
Yeah. I went to a couple of times for a week to go to the East Kimberley in Kununurra to have some family talks and with the remaining claims within the area. So, we're into helping the traditional owners of that area to claim back their country.
Good news. I also noticed that traditional owners around Carnarvon, just north there, got some fabulous news with native title claims as well.
Yeah, no, it's sort of special for traditional owners to get that news that the judge recognised their native title rights and recognition. So that's the most important stuff, is that they get recognised by the Crown.
Anthony, it's been a big goal of the Kimberley Land Council to get native titles done over the last 10 or so years, hasn't it?
Yeah, Sandy, yeah. So we've sort of a bit over 10 years.
Yes.
And but yeah, it's good to be in that journey and getting to a percentage where we feel comfortable, and hopefully we get to 100% of native title rights throughout the Kimberley.
What was it like being up there in Cunners?
Kununurra was awesome. It's raining. It was raining every day that it was there, sprinkling and overcast, really grey and a bit cold. But yeah, it's lovely to see a lot of water around, and the water was rising as we left there late last week.
Anthony, we're bringing mobs together by Wurundjeri Media around that part of the world. Obviously, they're really excited.
They are excited. They're getting us to go and talk to them. We have spoken to them last year, and hopefully that we'll get to talk more in that area, Wurundjeri. But yeah, it's we want to get out and about and tell our stories, and so people can understand and get involved and participate. Yeah.
What's been the word back in from Darwin after the fire management forum?
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't attend. My CEO and deputy CEO went along, and I had to do a claim group meeting in Kununurra. But yeah, it's promising, and the carbon project is just lifting, and it's just showing a big interest right across Australia to get into that space. At least a lot of our PBCs within the Kimberley have been into that space for over 10 years now, so it's just going from strength to strength and getting more awareness, and it's a program that we need to move forward within the Kimberley.
Anthony, I look back at one of your earlier claims, one of the first ones that rolled off was the Paraku one, Lake Grey Grey.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like years ago, but that has really developed interestingly, hasn't it?
It has, Sandy, and it just seems like yesterday. And but yeah, they've come along very well and still operating. And yeah, we got projects throughout the Kimberley that are well over 10 years of establishment and going strong.
And that's exactly what PBCs are working towards too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's to take ownership of the projects that are on their country. And the old way of lighting fires and to look after country, we didn't have a big lawnmower to actually clean up. But yeah, fire mosaic were the way to go traditionally, and it's still being revived to today, methods of burning. So we haven't lost that. We continue to preserve that.
Good, because that was the feedback you got from your CEO.
Yeah, he and the team has gone from strength to strength with that project, and it's one of our achievements that we do carry our rangers and their activities on country and preserving it. Yeah, it's a big honour to have our ranger projects delivering.
Mm-hmm. I also noticed that there's some more money being given for Aboriginal rangers. I didn't get a chance to open it up and have a look at the latest media release. That was only announced today, actually. So sounds like good news again there for supporting rangers on country.
It is. It is. There is a lot of promises for building the numbers and doubling the numbers of rangers. We've seen little trinkets of that come true. Late last year, I did go to Canberra to announce the announcement that the minister said for IPA. So we're hoping to get a number of IPAs and working in that process within the Kimberley. And we're still waiting for the decision to actually come true. And we've got strong applications. And yeah, just waiting for the ministers to approve of that and create more employment space for us. So it's been magnificent to actually see improvement and build the numbers of IPAs and rangers numbers. So that's a promising commitment on the drawing board for us.
Sounds like it's going to be a busy year for you, rangers. I mean, rain's starting to fall now, so there's going to be a lot of dry country out there in the next coming months.
Yeah, hopefully we get more rain. Broome needs to have more of a wet season. So hopefully Broome will start picking up with lots of rain coming through. But yeah, the rest of the Kimberleys are all green with lots of rain. They've got massive amount of water coming through. They was worried in Fitzroy. The new bridge was shaking, and there's more waters coming down from the ranges to go through Fitzroy. So everyone's having their fair share, only the Broome region. We need to have some showers and lots of showers.
Oh, it was beautiful this morning with what everyone woke up to, wasn't it? Absolutely gorgeous. Where does your movement take you in the next couple of weeks?
We got, so the Rangers activity are popping up and going well this starting year. The carbon projects are going, the NATO title units are out on the country, which I've been part of that process. But for us, with the board meeting, that we've got a couple of board meetings here in Broome, and then with the General Assembly in Kununurra, 1st of April, that month, that we've got our board meeting in Kununurra. So we'll be up that way with our board to kick off the board meetings.
On the 1st of April, Anthony.
Yeah, so it's not a April Fool's Day joke, but yeah, we're definitely going there and having a meeting there.
All right, we'll have fun with that one. Yes. Oh, always a delight to see you, Anthony. I'm glad you're back on dry ground. Those waterfalls in the East Kimberley would have just looked magnificent. Did you get a chance to walk out on country?
No, I didn't get out of the area. There was a lot of roadblocks between there and Halls Creek, but a lot of water. It was just temporarily blocked off. But yeah, it would have been good to see those waterfalls. When you do travel through that region, it's just magnificent.
Yes, world spectacular. With what people can see in some of those remote locations. Thank you, Anthony. We're very lucky to have you in today, as we like to catch up with you from time to time. It's always good. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you to listeners.
Anthony Watson, chairperson of the Kimberley Land Council.